Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
There he is, Mike Evans, does mornings on the Fan in Denver. Follow him on X at Mike Evans 1043, because that's the numbers of the radio station. Mike, how are you doing, man? We talked to you when they had their inter-squad scrimmage, I believe, earlier this year.
Yeah.
So I can't imagine you saw a 10-game winning streak coming at that point when you and I talked last, that they were going to be this good.
No way. I think the feeling was... So what? They went 10-7 last year. I think the idea was, hey, get back to that level again, maybe 11 wins, 11 and 6, and see how it goes. But at no point did I think that this team had the overall, you know, continuity, time together, confidence, maturity to be able to go out and string 10 wins together. It's incredibly hard to do, as you know, in this league. And so for them to get on this string that they've been on, has been remarkable, and it has greatly accelerated the timetable with this team.
I remember Sean Payton gets to Denver, does that first year, and everybody thought he was a blithering idiot that first year back from being out of coaching. What were fans in Denver like then, and how have opinions changed on Sean since then?
Well, you know how it works. When you have a young quarterback, if the young quarterback plays well, it's all the young quarterback.
Yeah.
If the young quarterback struggles, it's the coach. It's the play caller. You're being too conservative. You're holding him back. You're not running the football enough. You're doing all these things. So I think what you saw was that natural reaction as this offense has been growing the last year and a half. But it's clear Sean Payton's superpower is this. He knows how to build a culture. There's no doubt about that. He knows how to build a culture based on his success in New Orleans. He knows the kind of people that he wants, and he's brought those kind of people in, and there is a newfound sense of professionalism that just hasn't existed around here for a long time. Now you look also at the coaching. He's somebody that believes in a lot of personnel groups. Like every single play, there's a new group coming in, and that led to some communication issues, burning some timeouts, maybe Bo Nix being rushed, coming up to the line of scrimmage, you know, doing the quick kill, 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 hurry, 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 and all that. And Sean was asked about it earlier this season. Hey, what's with all these personnel groups? And he said, look, everybody I've talked to that I respect, my own experience tells me that there are so many benefits to being able to give a defense this many looks. And so while basically what he says is we're microwaving this thing, and it may be a little bit rough at times, but I feel so positive, so confident about what the end results will look like and the benefits that will come with it, we're going to push through. And these last 3 weeks, it looks like that vision is starting to come to fruition.
Mike, talk about Bo Nix for a second. We have a segment we do, first segment of the show every Football Friday, confident, concerned, curious, right? What are you most confident in with the Packers this week, and then concerned, then curious? And we were talking about Bo Nix, and what we know of Jeff Hafley in this Packers defense, if it's somebody that can get out and run and is a threat, he's not going to blitz. He's not going to do anything crazy. He's going to see if that guy can beat him with his arm. If it shows like, okay, this could be a problem, then once we get to the second half, middle to late third quarter, early fourth, then he'll start bringing the exotic blitzes and start showing this guy something different. We looked up his numbers against the blitz. I was surprised. Bo Nix, he's pretty good against the blitz. It's when he's not getting blitzed that maybe leads to the turnovers. What has been the struggle with him so far this year?
So the biggest thing for him has been understanding that there's nothing wrong with a 6-yard completion.
Yes.
You know, there's nothing wrong with taking a quick 6-yard completion, getting to second and four. My goodness, if I had a dollar for every time I heard, you know, we've got to stay on schedule, we've got to stay ahead of the
yes.
chains.
And, oh, yes, we had that here too.
Yeah. So, but in the last 3 weeks, it's almost like a switch was flipped, honestly, where he was either looking to escape the pocket at the first sign of any kind of perceived pressure and looking to try to make plays downfield. These last 3 weeks, he's gotten much calmer in the pocket. The footwork isn't as chaotic, and he's been stepping up into the pocket rather than racing up in the pocket. And as a result, you're starting to see him go through his reads, be a lot more patient. And if there's an easy completion in the middle of the field, he's taking it. And so you look at the performance the other day, he was 31 of 38 for 212 yards. Now, there were some that were saying, wow, only 212 yards on 31 completions. What a check down merchant and, you right. know, a dink and dunker. I thought it was a huge breakthrough performance for him because he showed that kind of patience and because he was just willing to take little nibbles. He wasn't looking to eat the whole buffet at once. And as a result, the offense, they put together three drives of 14, 14, and 19 play drives. I mean, that's incredible.
Yeah.
And so the reason why was because they stayed in a nice rhythm. And so that's why it was, I thought, a big, big step forward for Bo Nix.
How have they protected Bo Nix? Obviously, on the defensive side of the ball, you guys are like the kings of the sack. I get that. On that other side of the ball, I know the left tackle is really good that Micah Parsons will have to deal with, but they move him around, so he'll get to pick where he wants to come from. How well have they protected him?
Sean Payton said the other day that the best way, the quickest way to improve a football team is through special teams and...
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Your offensive line. The best way to become competitive is to do that. And if you go back and look at his first moves when he took over, he immediately went out and signed Ben Powers at left guard and Mike McGlinchey at right tackle. They had a player here before in Quinn Miners that they really liked at right guard. They re-upped with him. They have poured a lot of resources into their offensive line, and you see the benefit of it. It really is a strong, strong offensive line. And so to go along with that, he brought in one of his guys from New Orleans and Will Lutz at the expense of your guy, Brandon McManus.
Yep.
There was some grumbling around here about that because McManus was very popular, but Lutz has been nails. So if you look at those two areas, and especially Sean Payton, for all the talk about being an offensive guru and mastermind, this guy is very old school. He comes from the Bill Parcells coaching tree, where the idea is you build your football team from the inside out, offensive line, defensive line. And if you look at this team, those are clearly two strengths of this team.
I think everybody would agree with that, except the special teams part. The Packers haven't had good special teams in, like, I don't know, 20 or 30 years. Probably since Desmond Howard was probably the last time they had good special teams in Green Bay. Mike Evans, 104.3, The Fan, joining us here on Wisconsin Sports Daily, served up by Wendy's and the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. Okay, let's talk about that defense a little bit here. They like to play man with Vance Joseph, and I understand that. The Packers have had really good success against man defense, especially Jordan Love here in the last three, 4 weeks or so. Could you see them bailing on that and playing more zone than they normally do? Or is Joseph a guy that says, hey, man, this God is here, we're going to continue to play?
So we were having this discussion the other day about comparing the Broncos defense to Houston's defense. Okay. And the guy I work with, Mark Schlereth, said the thing that they do differently, Houston is like, we play man, but this is what we do. And we don't really deviate from it. And if you can beat us, you can beat us. The Broncos are a little bit different in that Vance Joseph really is a defensive coordinator. He is somebody who will give you multiple looks, a lot of different variations. Blitz is coming from different angles, but it is all really backed up by man-to-man. So the difference is that you'll still see probably, at least at the start, until maybe Jordan Love just says he's playing so well that you have to deviate from it. But I would think at the beginning you're going to continue to see the man-to-man. They have such a luxury with a guy like Patrick Surtain, who can just take away one side of the field, take away one guy, and really allow you to deploy your defense in other ways. So I would think probably still going to see a lot of man, which I know the stats favor Jordan Love, but understand that with Vance Joseph, the defensive coordinator, it's not going to be the same look every time.
I want to focus in on Surtain. Forgive me, I haven't watched a lot of Broncos games this year.
That's great.
Is he traveling with the best receiver on the other team, or is he staying on one side?
He travels a lot more this year. And so much so that the other day, depending on the situation, he was lined up on Brock Bowers in the slot.
Oh, wow.
So they will move him around in part because they like the development of some of their other corners. Riley Moss, pay attention to number 21.
He's smiling, folks, if you can't hear it on through the radio. He's smiling on Riley Moss.
We call him the White Shadow.
Oh, Lord.
Look it up, kids.
I
look it up, kids.
Great
TV show.
Yeah, yeah.
Anyway, he's a unique corner in that statistically he has been tremendous. Like, there's a very low completion percentage against him. He's really good. But boy, does he have a problem with pass interferences. He's had like seven PIs this year. He gets real handsy, you know? And so a couple of weeks ago at practice, they started having him practice wearing boxing gloves.
Ooh.
And with the idea of not being as handsy.
Yeah.
And at least the early benefits have been evident, because the last couple of games he hasn't had any PIs. So development like him, they used a first-round pick, kind of a luxury pick, but they used it nonetheless on Jahdae Barron. And he's kind of fit in as a move all around the secondary type guy. So it's a good secondary. It really is. It's evoked a lot of comparisons to the 2015 Broncos defense that was lights out in carrying Peyton Manning to a Super Bowl in 2015. And that defense had a terrific secondary, very good front seven. Probably the one difference between this defense and that one that won the Super Bowl, not as strong at linebacker. Dre Greenlaw's been brought in. He's improved that. But slight difference, slight weakness, if you will, at that spot.
Mike Evans, 104.3, The Fan in Denver, our guest. Prediction time. I'm pretty sure I know you're going to take Denver, but I'll ask you anyhow. What's your prediction for this one?
Well, it is weird to me that here's a team that has won 10 in a row, is undefeated at home, and has done everything that they've done, and they're a home underdog.
Yes.
It really, and not only are they a home underdog, but if you remember, the line on this game opened at 1.5 and quickly jumped to 2.5. And so it stayed that way all week. I I just got to go with the Broncos.
I know Mike Evans, baby. You ain't going against the Broncos.
No, and here's my theory. Let me turn the tables and ask you. I'm not saying that Green Bay is going to be flat for this, but I just wonder when you're this late in the season and you are just all about your division and you've just come off three games against your division. You got another one next week, I think at Chicago
Saturday night.
And then tucked in the middle of this is a road trip to Denver for a non-conference game. Yep. I just kind of wonder if the mindset, if the focus is as sharp for a game like this as it would be if you were playing somebody in your own division.
So, I mean, I'll come back at you with my theory on this. I feel like this game for Denver is kind of like it was for Chicago a little bit, where, yeah, you're winning games, but you really haven't beaten anybody. You need a beat to somebody to prove that you're actually here. Now, the Bears beat Philly the week previous, so that took some of that away. I feel like the narrative going into this game is more about Denver needing to beat somebody to kind of justify what their record is at this point, and there's not as many people talking about the Packers coming into this game.
Yeah, I think definitely the external conversation is exactly right about the Broncos. Who have they beaten? I think you could say the same thing about New England. We're paying close attention to New England because of the race for the number one seed there. Who have they beaten? Yeah. You know, and so there is a lot of that. Hey, look, Sean Payton, just like to say he shocked people and stunned people and raised eyebrows back before the season when he said, "I've coached six teams before that I thought were Super Bowl caliber teams. This is number seven." We're like, how the heck can you make that kind of a comment? But he's been saying that to his team throughout. And man, they are drinking what he is serving. And so at this point, I don't think the team feels as much as we got to go beat a team like the Packers to prove that they're legit. I think they will definitely play up the underdog part of it. But I think this is a team that already believes we're exactly where we should be. This is who we are, and there's no reason why we can't go win a Super Bowl.
I think it's going to be a great game either way coming up on Sunday afternoon in Denver. Mike Evans, thank you so much for coming on, man. I appreciate it.
Anytime.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.